Mate, you held up pretty good this week after all that peddling.
Yeah, I did okay in the end, yeah.
Yeah, where did you finish up?
Finished in 10th, so yeah, happy with that.
And you know what, juniors feel this day, if you're top 10ing, it's like something to be super proud of.
Yeah, quite happy, yeah. I even dislocated my finger on stage 2. So
you rode the whole of today with a dislocated finger?
Yeah.
Look at it.
And
it
taped up, so yeah, happy.
When did you have this idea that you wanted to kind of do this big ride?
Well, I'd somewhat planned it a few months ago, before I came over.
Because you've had some big days. They said you had like a 350k Everest day or something like that?
Yeah. So I've done some things like this before. I've never bike packed, but I thought of this idea like a few months ago, but thought it was always too ambitious.
Yeah.
And I just wouldn't make it, but
but it turned out you added more to your ambitious plan and you did a little side trip to Leergang and caught the, you had a couple of days there.
So I was doing okay and I was making up some distance, had a bit of fun with it.
Do you eat meat?
No.
Alright, so when you arrive in Kanazai, we won't have a steak dinner, but you can come, we'll take you to the spa. Maybe that'll ruin you though, actually, because you're too hardcore. But like, dinner's on me, and we get you a fucking 5-star hotel room, and then you soak it up.
Oh, no way.
Well, no, I think you prefer to sleep in the tent, but if you make it, I mean, you're going to make it there.
This is the easy part.
Yeah, come find me, and we'll carry on this conversation then.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. Thank you.
When do you leave?
Now.
So, like, we checked your Instagram and gave all the stats. What was the ups and the downs, because you always have ups and downs and dark and good moments on these.
Yeah, I guess like one day was like completely wet. It was the second day in Germany, just wet. My GPS, I was only using my phone.
What kind of SIM card are you on? Do you get a Euro SIM card?
Yeah, it does work over here though, yeah. It works, yeah, that wasn't an issue.
But trying to plot routes off freeway, not easy, yeah.
Nah, my phone got wet and I just couldn't use it to map it out, so that was a shit day.
You just kind of head east, or what do you do?
Yeah, just guess until I can find some shelter, moving. Yeah. So that wasn't a good day. And then,
good stories that people take you in, sleep in the house. Or
So I stayed a couple of nights at people's houses. That was amazing.
Did they just see you and feel sorry? Like, how does that happen? Like, what is the ins and outs of this?
I don't know. It was quite weird because I'd pull up at like 2 a.m. and just like, yeah.
You want to kill over and
sleep, right? Yeah, they'd food me and like, yeah, it's just awkward because they want to get to bed. They're tired and I'm tired and yeah, but it's cool. But, yeah, they're stoked to help.
What gets you through the dark moments? Just one pedal over the other?
Yeah, I guess like I've got to make it somehow, so I can't stop. I guess that's it. Like there's an end goal, and I got to get there.
And when you start these things, like you kind of have to finish them. So, what is like you say the end goal? And Kanazai, like where do you go after Kanazai? Is that the end goal?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I've got to go to the USA now in Canada. So I'll see if I can make that work, but. Yeah, I got a bit more planning to do for that, so not too sure.
Well, it is East Coast, so you don't need to hop on, like, you need to pedal to some kind of seaport or airport, and then it's not that bad then.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to land in New York and pedal to, like, Worcester. Oh, shit, hang on. Is Worcester before? No, fly to Vancouver and pedal to Worcester, how about that?
Yeah, easy.
All right, don't fly to New York and pedal to Worcester, that's not going to, you don't have enough time.
I think Worcester to Vermont is like 5,000 Ks.
Yeah, but... You don't have enough time. You don't have a week.
Yeah, 1,000 a day.
Yeah.
not happening.
Greyhound, mate.
Yeah.
I give you a United Air ticket.
Yeah,
we'll crowdfund you.
Yeah, oh, sweet.
All right.
Yeah, I'll get there somehow.
Hey, very inspirational, especially from a young soul like you. Normally it's the old gritty guys, e-bikers and shit that do this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no e-bike here.
Is this for a cause or like you're not even, you know?
Just saving a bit of money and having an adventure as well. Yeah.
Enjoy it. You'll remember these years.
Yeah, sweet. Thank you.
Nice one.